"How was work?" I asked as Coach pulled back into the street. "Kaz, don't how was work me. Why are you in a cab? And excuse me, sir, no offense, but who are you?" she asked. "Told you, moms don't trust nobody around their kids." Coach adjusted the rearview mirror so he could see my mother in the back. "I'm Coach Brody, but everybody call me Coach. I run the Defender City track team." "Uh-huh. And?" "And your son came and, sat in on my practice today." Coach threw a quick glance at me. "Did you know he could run?" "Did I know he could run?" She was sitting directly behind me, but I could still feel the heat of her eyes burning through the headrest, scorching the back of my neck. "Yeah, he can run. Like, really run." My mother just sort of grunted. I knew better than to say anything or to even turn around and look back at her. I just said to Coach, "Make this left," when we got close to my street. Coach made the left and continued. "And I think he's got potential. With the proper coaching, he could be a serious problem." I felt like I had seen this in every single sports movie I had ever watched. All of them. "Ma'am, your son has potential. If this went like the movies, I was either going to score the game-winning touchdown, which is impossible in track, or die." "Sir, I appreciate that, but let me tell you something. Kaz already is a serious problem," my mom explained. "And right now, he needs to focus on school, not sports." "Right here," I murmured to let Coach know where to stop and let us out. I figured there was no reason to drag the conversation out. It went exactly like I thought it would. So I wasn't really even mad about it. He cut his blinker on, pulled over, and put the car in park. "Listen," Coach turned around to look my mother in the face. "I totally get that. But what if I made you a deal?" he went on. "If he messes up in school, one time, he's off the team." "One time?" I squawked. "One time." Coach held his hand out to my mother. I kept my eyes forward until I heard her exhale the breath of a long day. "You're going to get him home every day?" she asked.
"Yes."
"What about his homework?"
"It'll be done."
He sounded pretty confident for not even knowing me like that. Coach gave us both one of his cards. I put mine in my backpack while Ma gazed at hers, making sure everything was legit. Then she let out another big sigh, this time probably the breath of a worried mom.
"Well, at least I'll know where he'll be after school," she gave in.
And that was it. Just like that, for the first time in my whole life, I was on a team.